yes he is. Oh, on time, God. Yes he is. Yes. Paul said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I say he's an on time God. Yes he is. Or you can ask the 5,000 hungry souls he fed on the banks of the river with 5 feet and 2 loaves of bread. What a miracle he performed for the multitude. But what he did way back then, he'll do today for me and you. Let me tell you, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on time, God. Yes, he is. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I said, he's an on time, God. Yes, he is. Yeah, he's on time. He's on time. He's on time. Oh, yeah. He's on time. He's on time. He's on time. Ask the Hebrew boys and they'll tell you that he's on time. Ask Daniel in the lion's den and he'll tell you. And he'll tell you he's on time.
He's on time.
Oh, yes. He's on time. He's an on time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on time God. Yes, he is. Yeah. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
He's an on-time God. Whew, he's an on-time God. And I need him right now. So I know he's an on-time God. Giving honor to God for my being here on this morning, thanking him for what he is in my life. And I don't count it robbery to stand up here to speak before you on this morning. Give honor to God for my pastor for even allowing me to come out and do this on this morning. I was sitting there thinking, Friday night I was here, me and Toy and Tia, and we was back there serving. And I told him, I said, if y'all got this, I'm going to go on to the house. And I got right to her sitting there thinking where to go, because Tia said, yeah, you go ahead on and lay before the Lord. I said, okay. So that just gave me a little laughter to kind of get my nerves together there. So I just thank God for it. I thank God for my husband on this morning and my daughter and grandkids and my City of Champions family, my sister and my second daughter, TT, over there. I just thank God for each and every one of y'all, for Pastor, First Lady, dear. Thank you, Lord. It is a word from the Lord, and I'm going to do just what the Lord says. And I won't be up here before long unless the Holy Spirit changes that. Whew, if you would go with me to Luke, the first chapter of Luke. First chapter of Luke, and I'm going to start at the 5th verse. Luke 1, starting at the 5th verse. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiga, and his wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all commandments and ordinances, and the Lord's blameless. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in age. And if I had to use for a topic on this morning, I would say patiently waiting. Patiently waiting. Have you ever been to the point where you were just waiting on something? You might have been just waiting on God to do something for you, heal your body, deliver you from some addiction that you had. You had to patiently wait for it. Patiently wait. But and a lot of times we say, oh, I don't have patience with children. And I can always remember a pastor would say, you got patience, we just don't use it. So we need to learn how to use that patience. So as we started just searching out and thinking about this and looking at Elizabeth, she was the wife of Zacharias, and it says she was a righteous woman, her and her husband. They'd done everything right, you know, they served God and done all, and no doubt they prayed in their marriage to have a child, but they couldn't, and she was, you know, up in age, and he was up in age. So now Zacharias, he was a priest. So he had to go to the temple, and it said he burned incense. This was his particular time for him to burn incense in the temple. And as he was in there, it says an angel of the Lord, which name was Gabriel, came to him. And at first it kind of startled Zacharias because he didn't know what was going on. But the angel said, don't fear. He said, the God has heard your prayer. Your wife will conceive a son, and his name will be John. And he said that even before he's born, he will be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now this bothered Zacharias because, as I say, he was old and his wife was stricken in age. And so he questioned the angel. How is that? You know, where how can I know this? And the angel said, because God sent me to tell you this. Because he questioned him, he was mute. He could not speak. He couldn't speak. He automatically shut his mouth because he questioned what God had done. And I'm like, oh, God, can you imagine? Okay, first of all, I'm thinking, we can't have no children, but you're telling me this. And now when I say something, my mouth is shut that I can't say anything. So the people on the outside, before he went in, I'm sure they heard him praising the Lord because that's what they were doing. But when he came out, they was thinking, he's been in here a long time. What is going on? But when he came out, he couldn't speak. And they were wondering, what in the world is going on? When he went in, he was talking, but now that he came out, he can't speak. So it said he proceeded to go on home. And when he got home, I don't know how long, but Elizabeth conceived. She was pregnant. I was like, wow, you know, God is awesome. She was pregnant. And I'm thinking, she looking at him like, you can't talk. But she was just praising God and thanking God because of what he had done. Because back in them days, if you didn't conceive or have a baby, they thought something you had done wrong, you know, something wrong with you. But that wasn't the case. It just wasn't their time. But waiting patiently is what moved things around. So as we move on, I have notes up here, but I don't, every time I have notes, it's for some reason I can't see them. To God be the glory. But in Elizabeth's old age, with no physical sign of conceiving, she carried that stigma every day. She still lived a faith-filled life, quietly holding the desire one day, where her one day came, and she had the child. But she was in her fifth month, and it said that she hid herself from the people because of the fact that I guess she was old, and you know how people talk. Oh, God, she's in her 80s or whatever, she having a baby. What in the world, you know? That's how we do. That's how it. So they done it in the Bible too. They probably would have talked about it. So she hid herself. And it said, now y'all get this, because this is what really got me. As she was 5 months and she hid herself, uh-huh, it says that this same angel Gabriel went and met Mary. Now we know who Mary is, but we know who Mary is, and he proceeded to tell Mary, "You had favor with God." Just like, oh, I wonder what he's talking about. He says, God said that you're going to bury a son, and his name is going to be Jesus. And she was like, how can that be? I'm a virgin. I don't have a husband. I don't have a man. And we all know in here that you got to have a man to have a child. And so she's questioning. My thing was, okay, nothing didn't happen to Mary when she questioned the situation. But when Zechariah's questioned situation, he went mute and couldn't talk. So I said, okay, let's go on a little bit farther and check this thing out here. The reason he was couldn't talk was because he was a priest, and he should have had enough faith to know that if God sent him the angel, that it was going to be done. Okay, so that's why he was shut down. But now Mary, she was a teenager. She didn't know much better. So God had favor over her already. You finna carry the Messiah, but he didn't bother her. And she says, well, how am I going to conceive? He says, by the Holy Ghost. Uh-huh. So now we're going to park Mary here. We're going to park her here. And we're going to move back over to Elizabeth, okay? But we're going to come back and get out of the parking space. But right now, we're going to go back to Elizabeth. Because now, well, Mary went to Elizabeth's house because the angel told her, he says that your cousin, because this was her cousin, Elizabeth, your cousin, mm-hmm. is going to conceive too in her old age. She's like, okay. So Mary proceeded to go where Elizabeth was, to her hometown. And the Bible said when she got there, as soon as Mary spoke, the baby that was in Elizabeth's womb jumped. Mm-hmm. He leaped. Uh-huh. So right then, Elizabeth received the Holy Spirit. Uh-huh. Wow, you know. So this is way the angel done saying, John's going to have the Holy Spirit, you know. So, okay. So we go on, and it comes time for her to have this baby or whatever. It says that Mary stayed with her for about 3 months before it was time for her to have a baby. So when she had the baby, her friends and her cousins, they were all happy for her. They were excited for her. And so they, on the eighth day was when they was going to do the dedication, circumcise him on the eighth day. So all the relatives and cousins or whatever was there. And they were quick to say, and I'm saying now, they said, his name going to be Zacharias. How you going to name my baby and it's my baby? You know, that's what I'm, how you going? And she quickly told him, no, his name is John. But they didn't understand that because they didn't know what the angel had done told her. And she's like, no, the baby's name is John. They was like, where did you get that from? Nobody in our family is named John. So they said, okay, then we're going to get the husband because obviously she don't know what she's talking about. So we're going to ask her husband. Now, he couldn't talk. So it said he asked for something to ride on. And as soon as he rode up there, he says, the child's name is John. And it says immediately his mouth came open. He started praising God. So I'm like, okay. So, you know, John grew up to be John the Baptist, yeah. which was a forerunner for Jesus. Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to pull Jesus out of the, we're going to pull Mary out of the parking space, okay? She didn't deliver in this text, but we know that she delivered. So we're going to bring on up to that point. So she, Mary, you got to think about it. This is so amazing. If you just sit down and think about it, you conceived a child with nothing, no man, you're a virgin, but you got Jesus. So Jesus is the one that, Jesus, just caught his name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. If you just caught his name, Jesus, yeah. something happens. So she had this son, called him Jesus, named him Jesus, and he grew up to be the Messiah of everything. Yeah. And when I think about it, I say Jesus, Jesus was the healer.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus deliver people from things.
Yeah.
Oh, bless God. Jesus dried up blood from a lady that had it for 12 years. Yeah, now, we're talking about Jesus. Jesus in the morning.
Yes.
Jesus in the noonday.
Yes.
Jesus late at night.
Yes.
If you just call Jesus, he'll be with you. But wait a minute now. We're just not just going to call him because we're waiting patiently, because he's not going to come just because you think he should come right then.
That's right.
But how many of us, because he's a sovereign God,
uh-huh,
and we're praying, but he's not moving when we want us to do.
Right.
Are we going to still wait on him? Or are we going to move on and try to do it ourselves?
Amen.
Waiting patiently. That, you just got to wait patiently, because when I think about it, think about Abraham and Sarah.
Yes.
They had a baby in their old age, mm-hmm, you know? Then you think about it, I said, well, Jesus, he was in the fiery furnace with the three Hebrew boys.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Jesus,
the one that died on the cross, that hung him on the cross, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Hung him on the cross, poked at him, picked at him, you know, punched holes in him. Jesus,
yeah.
And we walk around here, and I say it all the time, and I said, God, why do you keep having me to say that? He said, because they need it, because we won't praise him, because he is one to be praised.
Yeah.
So when you think about Jesus, I said, oh, Jesus opened up blinded eyes,
yeah,
y'all. Jesus fed 5,000 with 5 fish,
yeah,
2 fish and 5 loaves of bread.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah,
Jesus. That's something Jesus would do.
When
we're in the hospital, and sometimes you think you're not going to come out, have you ever had a but Jesus moment? A but Jesus. Not a B-U-T-T, but a B-U-T moment. A but Jesus moment. I'm riding down the road, and a car is coming, and I see it coming towards me, but there's nothing I can do. But it was a but Jesus.
Yes.
Stop me in the middle.
Glory.
Then. Ah, hallelujah. You got children sometimes that are out in the street,
yeah, yeah,
and bullets flying every which way.
Yeah.
But it was a but Jesus,
yeah,
that covered him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't play with me. Have anybody ever had a but Jesus situation?
But Jesus.
A but Jesus situation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm, you get to the point where, oh God, I don't know where the food is going to come from. Where I'm going to feed my family.
Yeah.
And we're here at the last day. You know, it brought me to the lady that, the widow lady that had the son, her and her son, and she said all she had was a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil.
Uh-huh.
And she was going to fix that, and they were going to die.
Yeah.
But Jesus came,
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that's right, sister.
But
right.
Jesus, Elijah came in.
Yeah.
And I could just about imagine. She did say, when he said, make me a bread, make me a loaf.
Uh-huh.
She says, I only have enough for me and my son. And you know how we are about our children, mother. We're something, I ain't got enough to feed you. Yeah.
Right.
But Jesus,
yeah,
had already conditioned her
come on.
To do that. And she,
yeah,
she probably didn't even know why. So as that story went on, I'm like, okay, God, you're tying it up in here, but it's okay. I feel like I'm all over the place, but it's about Jesus.
Yeah.
And it said that she made it for him, and each day, I could have, it was just a little bit in there, but each day she kept dipping,
uh-huh,
and it was more and more because that but Jesus
was
working it.
Okay,
okay. Okay, that was the end of that. Went on a little while longer, and the son, it says, got sick. He got sick, and he got sicker, and he died. Okay? And she told Elijah, she says, did you come here to point out my sins and kill my son? Mm. So Elijah said, give him to me. Give him, because here we go with our butt Jesus. He took him upstairs, it says, and I can imagine, he says, they said he laid on him 3 times. So I'm just thinking, this first time he laid on him, nothing happened. Okay, Jesus, come on now. I done been in this lady's house. I done ate her food. Come on now, God. And you're going to take her son. Bring him back. So she don't think I'm a false prophet. Bring him back. So the second time he lays on him, and nothing happens. Okay, Jesus, I'm waiting patiently. But I know you're going to do it. You could do it. So it says the third time
yeah.
he laid on her. It was that, but Jesus came in.
Moment. Yeah.
But Jesus came in.
Yeah.
He picked the same little boy that he took up to the room and brought him back down to the mama.
Yeah.
And here she is. That's a but Jesus thing, y'all.
Yeah.
A but Jesus. Huh. Let me tell you, I worked on my job, my old job, for 35 years. And I guess that's about 5 years ago, just talking to the Lord, because, you know, you can talk to him just like that. I ain't think nothing of it. I'm just talking to him. I says, now, one day, I want to sit behind a desk on the computer. Ain't know nothing about the computer. Couldn't do nothing about it. And when this job came up that I'm working at now, it won't nobody but a budgie.
Yeah. That's right, sis.
I got a desk. I got a name tag. I got a computer.
Woo! But Jesus.
But Jesus, because you know what? I wasn't even qualified to do anything like that. Never fill out an application for the job.
But
it was a but Jesus moment.
Yeah.
And I was sitting at my desk one day, and it come back to me. You know, God will bring things back to your remembrance.
Yeah.
You remember when you say you just want to sit at the computer and punch keys? That's what I do, y'all. I sit at the computer, punch keys, because I don't know a lot about it. But Jesus, you see what I'm saying? If we are faithful to God, he will be faithful to us.
Yeah.
Just like Elizabeth was with this here. She didn't give up, but God blessed her to have a son. And we as mothers, we have children.
That's right.
And we need to keep them lifted up, because, y'all, this world is terrible. You might as well say it's terrible. And when you hear somebody like him get up and say, I'm graduating, that's enough to praise God, because that's a but Jesus. A but Jesus there. You know what I'm saying? And you say, your son, in the middle of this tornado, and he's okay, that's a but Jesus. We think because our prayers ain't going nowhere, baby. Your prayers are going somewhere when you're serious. When you're serious about the thing, your prayers going somewhere. But you got to have that personal relationship with him. You need that but Jesus in your life. I'm telling you, you need him in your life every day. Sometimes, thank you, God. Stand up for me, brother. Sometimes we're walking. We're walking straight because we're doing what we think is right.
Mm-hmm.
But then we get snatched out some kind of way. Because you allow the enemy to snatch you out.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
He put you out there in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jesus.
But Jesus.
But Jesus keeps us
yeah.
when we're out there in our mess.
Yeah.
He keeps us. Can you imagine if Jesus took his hands off of us? If he just said, I'm finished with Diane. Because she won't forgive.
Mm-hmm.
She won't do what she's supposed to do. So I'm finished with her. Can you imagine if God just say, I'm not doing anything else for her but Jesus.
Jesus.
With his good self.
Yeah.
With his good self.
Yeah.
He loves you. He loves me. He loves us. And he know we do wrong. He know we're not going to do stuff right. But he still loves us in spite of us.
That's it.
So when I think about Jesus, I think about Jesus as closing the mouth of the lion den.
Uh-huh.
You know, when Daniel was thrown down in the
yeah.
lion. That was a but Jesus situation right there. Right? And even when the men was on the boat and the wind started tossing and turning and they were scared.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got Jesus on the boat with us. Well, wait a minute, he's sleeping. He got to get up from there,
yeah.
But Jesus,
yes.
when they went down and told him, but Jesus got up
uh-huh.
and he says, peace be still. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? Do y'all see the little things that we go through here is nothing compared to the stuff that they went through in that Bible? You know, we should be racing to come in to praise God, to be thankful for what God does in our lives every day, because he keeps us. And I thank him every day, because it could have been another way. It could have been another way. We could have been in the midst of that storm and could have took Goldsboro completely out of here. But Jesus seemed fit to keep us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Good day, Daddy. Sick. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, God is awesome. God is awesome. I'm telling you, God is awesome. Thank you, God. It's a but Jesus. You got to send but Jesus with you to the children's schoolhouse. You got to send that but Jesus because the teachers ain't all there for him. It's some teachers that are there for him, but it's some teachers that are not. So you need to make sure them kids are anointed every single morning and you pray over them and put that but Jesus on them. I can't do it. I can't. But Jesus can. Amen. But Jesus can cover you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus can heal the sick.
Yes.
Jesus made the blind eyes to see.
Yes.
Jesus stopped the people that couldn't talk. He helped them to speak again.
Yes. Yes.
This is Jesus, y'all. Yes. This is Jesus I'm talking about. Jesus turned some water into wine.
Yes.
We're drinking water at the wedding, and it runs out, and the people that drunk first, they got water. But now you got some wine, and just because of him just saying something, that's powerful, y'all. If you think about these things in the Bible, just different things, just different things. Jonah in the mouth of the fish. Who in the world can survive 3 days in the mouth of a big fish? But Jesus. But Jesus, y'all. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know why the Lord even helped me to write down stuff because I never see it. I never see it. But to God be the glory. But to God be the glory. This is in our waiting. Are we obedient? Do we trust God's waiting? In waiting? Do we live our lives waiting and expecting God's action? Or do we just live them hoping he'll come through for us? That's something to think about. You think about that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and are we joyful for others when you see other people that are blessed? Are you joyful for them? Or are you like, God ain't do it for me? Or why did he do it for them? Mm-hmm. Okay, because you're cutting off your own blessing then. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're cutting off on you because we should be happy with whatever is going on in somebody's life because you know what? It could be you tomorrow. It could be you this afternoon. But Jesus. But Jesus. Thank you, God. So waiting patiently. Waiting patiently for God to do things. Thank you, God. Let him lead and guide us in everything that we do. You know what? He died on the cross for us. He didn't have to, but I'm so glad he did. I'm so glad he did.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's able.
Able.
He's able.
Yes, he is.
He's able to do whatever it is we need him to do. If we just patiently wait on him. And we see it in the Bible, patiently wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Bless the Lord. He's able. God is an able God. But Jesus is with us. But Jesus is going to be with us every day. We thank God for our sister and delivering a beautiful message. That's a message I can take home. But Jesus, whatever the situation you're going through, but Jesus can deliver us. After hearing that message from the Lord, we won't take anything for granted on today because it may be you that need a but Jesus experience at the altar. The altar is for that it can take whatever the issue is that you can just leave it here and watch the but Jesus deliver you. If there's one tonight, bless. If there's one today that need a but Jesus experience, make up in your mind that this is the day for you. Every lady that's in the house, raise your hand. We are asking you to come to the altar. Every lady, come to the altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
For all the ladies that come in, because we as mothers sometimes, we go through a lot. We go through a lot with our children, with our spouses, with our jobs. We just go through a lot of things sometimes. And sometimes we need lifting up.
That's hallelujah.
And God is looking for women that are faithful women that are ready to serve him. And I often think about it, even as I was going through this, it was like Elder Georgia Lewis was talking to me. And I thank God for her because she instilled a lot in me in the time that I got a chance to spend with her. And I say she was a bold lady. She didn't hold anything back. And that's what God is looking for us as women of God, to stand up and be women of God, to be able to pray over our household.
There you go.
We know the men are supposed to be the head of the household, but sometimes they are not always at the place where they need to be at. So then the women need to fall in, and we need to learn how to pray. We need to learn how to pray over their kids, my kids.
Yes.
I don't care if you're praying the right prayer, pray over my children. Because I might can't get to them, and you may be close to them.
Yes, sir.
So we need to pray for children in general. And we as being mothers and being caregivers are just taking care of other people. Because even if you're not a mother, you got some children somewhere that looks up to you. So and I consider y'all as mothers, too. So, you know, let's just have this corporate prayer today and just trust in God that he's going to do what we need him to do. And up, that's even building this church up. Because we got good women. And the ones that are gone on, Elders Ross and Elders Laura, Elders Georgia, they would want us to pick up where they left off. They would want us to be in the conference. When the conference comes, they will want us to be up there and trying to do something to carry on their legacy. Because you know, that was a big part of it. We can't just let it die down and let them down because they sacrificed a lot. They would come in here, honey, and my Georgia would stir up the church right now. She didn't care whether nobody got a will or not. Even when we had women's fellowship, if she was the only one in here, she came in here and done what she had to do. And that's the way we need to be. We need to get back to that point where we're not scared. Because the devil think everybody's scared. There ain't nobody scared of
that. That's right.
So put him under our feet.
Yes.
To praise God and worship him.
Hallelujah.
For us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he's Jesus. And he can do anything. He can do anything, y'all.
Yes.
I'm a living witness. He can do anything. But fail. And if you got something that you need to leave on the altar, leave it there. Don't take it back out with you.
That's right.
Let it go.
That's right.
Jesus, you can have it.
Let it go. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
whatever you're doing in this season,
hallelujah.
Please don't do
it without
me.
Glory to your name, Father. And as my brother and sister are anointing you, let's turn our heart and mind towards Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Casting all your cares upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There's no situation that's too hard for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's no singing that cannot be forgiven except blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Our God is a loving God. Our God is a forgiving God. Our God is an all-knowing God. Hallelujah. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can even ask or think. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As we look toward heaven, hallelujah, trusting and believing in the Lord, asking Him to search us through and through, to make us whole and pure in Him. Yes, as women, we go through a lot of things, internally, outwardly, among other women. We just go through some stuff in our homes, at the school, highways. We just go through some things. But God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can even ask or think. Now, that's an awesome God, isn't it? So as we join together as women, we're going to trust God to do whatever it is that He needs to do for us. Many times we don't even know what we need. But God, say with me, women, but God. Hallelujah. So we're going to cast our cares upon the Lord. Whatever your care is, hallelujah, cast it upon the Lord. The word says to cast. That means when you cast it, you don't know where it went. Hallelujah. God is an amazing God. Even if you go back and look for it, you're not even going to find it because you cast it to the Lord. Hallelujah. But it's up to you if you want to stir it up. Hallelujah. So as we go before the Lord, let's seek His face. Let's seek His heart. Let's turn our minds over to Him, our hearts over to Him. And whatever it is that disturbs you, whatever it is that makes you joyful, whatever it is that brings you peace, we're going to trust God that we stay connected to Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Forget about who did what, when, and why, and where. Hallelujah. It's over.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Dear God, as we come before You, God, we're asking You to search us through and through, God. God, You created us, God, in the name of Jesus. And we're asking You, God, to come into our lives. Change us. Make us whole, God. Make us pure, God. Forgive us, God, of all of our sins, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask the Holy Spirit to come in to lead us and guide us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Guide us in our home. Guide us in the school. Guide us in the church. Guide us in the hedges and highways, God. For we need You, Lord, as the enemy is going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. God, we know that You are the author and finisher of our faith, God. And for that, we're going to seek You, God, in the name of Jesus. For I declare and decree that there is no weapon formed against us that shall prosper in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, whatever it is for our women on today, God, we ask You to move in their lives, Father. Make them the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, God, in the name of Jesus. Protect them, God, from danger seen and unseen, God, in the name of Jesus. When the enemy come in like a flood, step in, God, in the name of Jesus. Move, God, like none other, God. Become the true and living God in their lives, God. Manifest Yourself unto them, God, that when we speak, God, You're speaking through and for us, God, in the name of Jesus. We are pleading the blood of Jesus in each of our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Make us a better woman, God. Make us a better mother, God. Make us a better sister, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank You for Your love, God. We thank You for Your protection, God. We thank You for healing our hurts, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank You for being a better wife, in the name of Jesus. We thank You for being a better friend, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So strengthen us, Lord God, where we are weak at, God, in the name of Jesus. Protect us, God, and cover us, Lord, in Thy blood, so we'll be able to have that but God in every situation, God. But God, we thank You, God. But God, we thank You for every need being met. But God, for healing us, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Spirit, mind, body, and soul, Lord. Oh, God, we just thank You, and we adore You, and we thank You, God, what You're doing in our lives this moment, God. We thank You, God, for what You're doing in our lives when we exit this place, God. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, have your way in our lives. Shape us and mold us into the woman that you would have us to be and the woman that is becoming a woman, God. These children, God, protect them, God. In the name of Jesus, cover them, God, and keep them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless us to be the wife that we should be. Bless us to be the friend that we should be. Bless us to be the cousin that we should be. In the name of Jesus, and let us work unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Help us to keep our heart, mind, and soul stayed on you, because, God, you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can even ask or think. More than we can even ask or think. More than we can even ask or think. God is able to do exceedingly. And abundantly, more than we can even ask or think. So trust God in all our ways, ladies. Bond together as sisters. Help us to lift one another up as sisters, because we need each other. Most of all, we need God in our lives every day of our lives. So Father, we give you glory and we give you honor. And we give you praise. And we pray, God, let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Women, say amen. 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 Trust God. Write the vision and make it plain. Amen. Because God have you. Amen. Greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Don't do it without me. Don't do it without me.
Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the one, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Bless the Lord.